The race to replace Boris Johnson as Britain's prime minister is now down to two. Former Chancellor Rishi Sunak and incumbent Foreign Secretary Liz Truss are vying to become the next leader of the Conservative Party. To do that, they'll need to win a majority of the party's members. So who are these two finalists, and how will this race shape up? Peter Cardwell is political editor for Talk Radio in the UK and a former advisor to four cabinet members. He joins me now. Hey, Peter.
Hi there.
So tell us a little bit about this contest up to this point. We started with 11 members of parliament hoping for the leadership spot. How did we get down to these two?
Well, there's a contest that meant that all 11 entered. They needed to get a number of nominations, and then it went down to the final two. They were knocked out one by one, sort of like Agatha Christie's, and then there were none novel, except there are two by the end of it. Rishi Sunak, the finance minister, the chancellor, he was until about 2 weeks ago before he resigned, and Liz Truss, who is the foreign secretary or our secretary of state, essentially. So two very senior politicians here in the United Kingdom.
So let's learn a little bit more about these two. We'll start with Sunak, who won the most votes among Conservative members of Parliament this week. If he's elected, he would become the UK's first non-white prime minister. Here he is speaking at a TV debate a few days ago, laying out his economic strategy.
I'd love to stand here and say, look, I'll cut this tax, that tax, and another tax, and it will all be OK. But you know what? It won't. There's a cost to these things, the cost of higher inflation, higher mortgage rates, eroded savings, and you know what? This something-for-nothing economics isn't conservative, it's socialism.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Sunak and how he got to this point?
He's a really interesting character. He comes from a very ordinary background. His mother was a pharmacist, his father a general practitioner, local doctor, and then he married into a very rich Indian family. His wife, Akshata Murthy, is actually richer than the Queen. So one of the big criticisms of Rishi Sunak is that in the cost of living crisis that the UK is currently experiencing, that many people don't feel he can really connect with them or identify with them. But I worked a little bit with Rishi Sunak when he was the local government minister in one of the departments that I worked in. And I know that he's an incredibly intelligent person. He's a Fulbright scholar, and he's someone who really has a very Atlanticist approach. I think he'd be a good friend to America. But also he's been through the very tough times economically here in the UK, not just the cost of living crisis, but dealing with COVID as well. And we had a furlough scheme that was a £408 billion put into the economy to save people's jobs. So he is saying quite a tough message actually on tax, quite a difficult message to say that he's not going to immediately cut taxes, but wants to in the medium term. And I think that is something that's going to be quite difficult for him to get through. But certainly he has risen quite quickly as a parliamentarian. He's someone who certainly resonates a lot with many parts of the Conservative Party. But I think that Liz Truss, certainly there's a poll out literally in the last few hours that says she has a 24-point lead over him. So she is certainly the favorite.
So let's listen to a little bit of Liz Truss. She's been described as somewhat of a Boris Johnson loyalist. Here she is at the same debate as Sunak last week.
I'm somebody who says what I think. I'm honest. I was brought up in Yorkshire. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And I'm somebody that when I promise to deliver something, I do deliver it.
And so what's Truss's path been to get to this point, you know, being this close to becoming prime minister?
She has had a number of roles within the UK cabinet. Unlike America, you can move around different portfolios. So she's been the Justice Secretary, she's been the Environment Secretary, and she's been the Foreign Secretary. So she's someone who has a lot of experience. Also, she was an International Trade Secretary, and that is something post-Brexit that she wants to use to burnish her credentials, talking about the number of trade deals that she has signed with many countries right around the world. She's someone who has a pretty radical economic plan. She wants tax cuts immediately. The International Monetary Fund say that's not the best idea, but she is someone who feels that that is the right path, and she's way ahead at the moment, 24-point lead over Rishi Sunak.
All right, so we will check in with you, Peter Cardwell, either way over the next couple weeks to see how this race turns out. That's Peter Cardwell. He's a former advisor to four cabinet ministers and political editor for Talk Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.